There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right. A little tired. We had a quick trip to Miami.
Yep.
Very successful trip with some friends and everybody exploring a business venture that we'll be talking about soon on the podcast.
You don't want to tease it now? You don't want to talk a little bit about it?
No, not yet. Not yet. Soon enough, it'll be out there. We will share. But it was a good trip. It was a very...
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. You were a little bit all over the place with...
What do you mean?
Well, you blame me for being all over the place because this happened once before where we took off for a flight and I had only carry-on luggage and I had packed one suit, actually a couple suits for the few days that we were there for an event. This is actually a pretty funny story. And we left the house frantically in a hurry. I don't know why it was such a crazy morning, but I get to the airport and walking in, I realize I left my garment bag with the suits hanging in my closet. Panic sets in. It was an international flight, so we had a couple hours before having to board. Called my mom, who's a saint, gets the stuff out of the closet, drives all the way to LAX. I run back out through security, meet her in the street, grab my garment bag, go back in through security, make it in time, board the plane. Hang everything up on the plane. We get off. We head to the hotel. And I realize I left that same garment bag hanging on the plane. So I showed up in Mexico. I think we talked about this. I feel like on a past podcast, showed up in Mexico, didn't have it. And William Levy let me borrow his suit.
And somebody became the hero.
Which was amazing.
This is what I was telling.
It happened again on this trip. But she's saying that I'm becoming forgetful. But the truth is, I was frantically dealing with trying to grab an Uber to get us to the airport. And I was dealing with too many things at once, and we left the house.
Come to think of it, I thought this was a new thing for Eric about forgetting things. And it's very uncharacteristic
yeah.
for Eric, because he is, when I met this man 18 years ago, he was so, it was like a notebook. Everything was written.
It's still that way.
Yeah, but you will never in a million years forget about anything. I was so comfortable because I could rely on him on anything, because he will never forget anything. Everything is planned.
And you still pretty much can.
Everything is perfect. And now I thought this was like a new thing, but yeah, that Mexico trip happened years ago. And I guess this whole forgetting things, not being that on point, has been happening.
No, it's not forgetful as much as it is being overwhelmed, because I'm juggling too many things at once, and I had it hanging in the closet. And the funny thing was, like, you know, I should probably hang this over my luggage instead of in the closet. But I was like, no, I'm going to be in and out of my luggage. Anyway.
Always follow your first gut.
Then we park, and we run inside, and I get all the way. We're running late, by the way, and I left my backpack in the car. So I had to run back out, get the backpack, go back in. Long story short.
What do you think is happening? Is it age?
No, I'm just juggling too many things at once. We were running late for the flight.
I think it's more than that. I think it's a little bit of age.
No, not at all, because I'm still on point with everything else. But the funny thing is, she's like, I've been doing this trip to Miami back and forth seamlessly every weekend, never stressed, so easy. And I said, well, yeah, car service pick you up generally. It's just you. You move at your own pace and you go. Well, we got there. You had dropped your luggage, brand new luggage, three or four times. Applesauce explodes in your luggage. You get on the plane and you're like our kids. As soon as they know I'm there, they have 1,000 questions or things for me to do. And she just got done bragging about how she's done this flight so seamlessly for months now. And as soon as we get on there, Eric, how do I get the TV to work? How come this light's on? I can't get this light to turn off. How do I get the air conditioner to work? I said, haven't you done this trip for 2 months, like you said, seamlessly?
Seamlessly.
Then how'd you do it? Perfect. You didn't have me.
Perfectly fine.
But then why, when I'm there, all of a sudden 30 things come up that you don't know how to do?
I don't know.
It's just like our kids. Like my mom will say it all the time. Like, the kids will have no complaint. Nothing's going on. And as soon as I walk in the door, 20 complaints and a bunch of things come up.
Yeah. So maybe something that you emanate.
That I have to.
That provokes
everything.
People to, for you to fix things. Yeah, you're a fixer.
And then you wonder why I get overwhelmed and forget things.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm going to have compassion for you. You do a lot of things.
But it was a good
trip. And it's okay. Once in a while you forget something. You are forgiven. You're human. You have the right.
I've just repeated that mistake multiple times, which is very frustrating.
Okay, oh, so we need to break that cycle. Let's look into that. You're repeating the same mistake over and over again. So what is the message? Not try to do everything?
That's probably one of the messages.
Okay.
I have to do everything. For sure. And okay. I just got to be better. I got to be better.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? I have to be better.
No, you're good.
But anyways, nice trip. Great, great getaway for us for a couple of days. And here we are, back for the podcast. Listen, hot topic number one. So Britney Spears is all over the news with this memoir, right?
The Woman in Me.
And I just saw something today, though, that she came out basically saying, my book was never intended to offend or hurt anyone. She's blaming the media for taking these sound bites and putting them all out there. But isn't that what the media does with all of these books that come out? Same thing with the Jada Smith book. Like, they're putting all the sound bites out that make the book, you know, juicy and gossipy so everybody buys the book. I'm sure this is what she wants.
Yeah, especially somebody that has been on the spotlight, that understands the business left and right. She's been a child star. So she knows what happens if you're going to write something that is provocative or controversial, especially something regarding another big star. Of course, the media is going to grab that
multiple
and run.
Multiple big stars.
Exactly. So I don't know why that wasn't my intention. I don't understand. This is the thing. And nothing against Britney. I think the girl is a phenomenal talent. I think we should have a lot of compassion for this woman, because she's been through hell and back. And I pray to God that nothing crazy happens to her, because, you know, she's a mom and she's a daughter and she's a friend. So I hope to God that her angels are all over her and hopefully she'll do better. But anyways, I don't know I don't understand why, if you want to write a memoir, if you want to write about, I guess you have to because you're writing about your life and you want to be transparent and talk about everything. But when you start talking about people that already have a family, they have moved on, they have a wife, they have kids, you know, it's like, why rehash something from 20 something years ago that you know is going to bring repercussions, that you know is going to be a topic of conversation within that family and that household, and you don't know how that's going to play out? It's like, at this point, if it happened, it happened. If you didn't deal with it correctly, or you did handle it correctly, it's done. Talk about your upbringing, about your past, about your life experiences, but bringing like, this is the name and last name, and this is what happened, when you know the other person is part of the spotlight. I just don't love it.
It sells books.
She doesn't have to sell any books. She's wealthy.
Yeah. But I mean, look, she's talking about, now I don't mind this. She's talking about her drug of choice being, you know, Adderall. So she's talking about her own experience. She's sharing
that's fine.
Talking about her mom and how they used to drink daiquiris together when she was still in eighth grade. You know, clearly she had a very rough relationship with her mom and dad now at this point. And I that feels to me like a way of bringing stuff up that's only going to reflect poorly on her mom.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's her truth, but you know, with her truth, obviously it's going to be something that, could affect a few other people.
Yeah. It's going to be very, very effective. Whatever her motives are, is whether it's money or I just need to do this to cleanse my soul. And this is something that I've been wanting to do so I can move on from that. I'm going to put it on paper and I'm going to release it. Maybe there's a healing, component to all of this. It's your truth and you're entitled to do whatever you want. I just don't like when it has the potential to hurt other people.
I think this is the first time that she's come out openly though and did, you know, take credit, you know, herself for cheating on Justin with Wade Robson. I think this is the first time she's openly stated that, right?
I mean, I have no idea.
Insinuated it, but I don't think she's ever acknowledged it. But then, you know, she says that Justin also had a wandering eye and all that. I think the bigger issue with that though was Justin and Wade were really good friends. So it's not like you're just having an affair with a random groupie or somebody or a random person on the road. It's somebody who is your ex's dear friend. That's why that was such a bad turnover.
I know. But listen, they were so young, doing drugs in the spotlight. I mean, it was a crazy, it's almost like they were living within this fantasy. You know, they were inside this movie that they're just playing characters. It's kind of weird.
I was, you know, when I did the Curious campaign, which was a massive thing at the time, right? This is right before she shaved her head. She had signed like a big contract with Elizabeth Arden and Curious was the first fragrance. I remember I was so excited. It was like a big campaign to get. And I'm working with Brittany. It was an awesome experience, but it was a level of fame. Probably one of the most famous people, especially at that time, that I had ever worked with for sure. I remember finishing the first day of shooting and Brittany had a 5 Range Rover entourage with body doubles. So when she left the studio, Range Rovers all pulled out like the president, but they all went different directions and there were body doubles in the car so that all the paparazzi staked out all around this studio who didn't know which one was her.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the level of fame.
It's not a normal existence.
Not at all. And this one, she was with Kevin. Like, Kevin was there the whole time. Mm-hmm. They were on set. We, you know, here's a fun behind the scenes little tidbit, right? So that commercial shot by my dear friend Dave Myers was a super sexy, like a really awesome fragrance campaign. And there's this clip where it looks like Brittany and I are going to kiss and we're rolling around in bed and it's all super passionate. So fun fact, it wasn't even her. Because she was with Kevin, she wouldn't do any of that. So we would shoot that scene right up until we're about to kiss, cut, bring in the body double, have to complete the kiss and roll around in bed.
Good for her.
Because she had to go, you know, Kevin didn't want her doing that. So there's a little fun behind the scenes fact about that.
Good for her.
Interesting.
She has the right to do that too.
100%. It was just a little fun.
And Eric was like, oh man, bummer.
I thought I was going to roll around in bed with Britney Spears.
I know. And your fantasy didn't come true.
Not about fantasy. It was interesting. A little bit behind the scenes. Yeah.
Well, anyways, listen.
I wish her the best. She's been through a lot. I hope that this doesn't cause too many waves, this book.
I know.
I'm sure it's going to be a successful book.
I want to read it. That's a funny thing.
There you go.
Here
because
I am
of all the sound bites.
Having an opinion, criticizing, and I'm going to be the first one to read it.
Of course you are. You love that stuff. Chisme.
No, I don't love chisme. It's just my favorite books to read are autobiographies. You know that.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of Michael Tuda Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite Michael Tuda shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
After 2.5 years.
He was cheating while you
were pregnant.
Were pregnant.
Yeah.
About 13 women.
More.
Like if I would have stayed married to Max, I think he would have cheated forever.
Mm-hmm. It was just a toxic relationship.
Michael Cawson returns to Wind Down with Jana Kramer.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Cawson.
You don't want to miss this 3-part reunion. On iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, woman spends, this kind of annoys me, this topic. A woman spends 15 years getting revenge on a man who wronged her friend. She's a TikToker, Linda Hurd. And she's talking about a story that happened 15 years ago. She's at a comedy club with her friend. Her friend bumps into this guy. He knocks over his drink. He's pissed off. He stands up, calls her a stupid, fat, B-I-T-C-H. Then he's like yelling at her, spits on her. She's screaming in his face. She's like, that's assault. You're disgusting. You're trash. They're yelling at each other. Calls her ugly bit. Back and forth. It's nasty in the comedy club. So then she made it her mission for 15 years to go after this guy, find everything out about him, trash him, basically seek the ultimate revenge for a bunch of years, even finding out that he's with somebody, he's engaged to somebody that she knows. That person, she tells him all about that person, who eventually calls off the marriage because of this research she did about this guy. Where does that land for you? Is that a loyal friend, or is that just a stalker that hasn't moved on from the past?
Well, clearly it affected her deeply if she waited. The fact that it's been 15 years and she's harboring this anger and this problem and this revenge plot, it means that it deeply, deeply affected her. Probably because she cared a lot about her friend. Number two, I'm assuming because of her own issues, something was triggered inside that body and that soul and that mind to be like, you know what? This one is a little bigger than me. Therefore, I'm going to, retaliate.
But do you think there's any bit of information being left out in the story? Do you think,
going to defend the guy?
No, we don't know. But I'm saying, this guy is a moron. If someone just bumped into him, he spilled his drink, mm-hmm. and he went off on an individual. But then it sounds like they went off back on him in front of everybody. So they kind of all got their, got it all out in the moment. But I wonder if there's something being left out. Was it that simple? I bumped him, spilled his drink, and he started calling her freaking names and screaming at her. Was it that simple? Was that guy that loose of a cannon? We'll never know. But there's something about harboring a grudge for 15 years and not moving on from it and not just understanding that maybe you don't know sometimes what people are going through. Mm-hmm. Maybe something really bad was happening in that guy's life at that moment. Maybe he was just an asshole. I don't know. Or maybe something really bad was happening and he made a mistake. So for 15 years, you stalk a guy and you go to town to try to destroy the person's life. I don't know. I just don't think holding a grudge for a little bit, maybe, with a stranger, by the way.
So that has never happened to you, that you hold a grudge?
For 15 years with a stranger? Never. Mm-hmm.
So nothing has ever happened
to
you?
I've had grudges before, but never.
Like, nothing has ever happened to you that you just, every time you drive through a specific spot, reminds you of something that you just cannot get over?
No, I mean, I've had some bad things and unfortunate things happen in my life that haven't always been, peaches and cream for sure, that have left a mark on me. But I've never cared enough to hold a grudge. I'm just not a grudge holder, especially against a stranger like that. Now, I've never gone through something incredibly tragic, right? Very near some horrible things happening to me, but that didn't fully happen. I don't think I've ever, even in those situations, held a grudge to where I'm going to waste my time seeking revenge.
No, but what happens if you don't seek revenge? Because there's no way that you can get revenge. But like, I'm going to give you two examples with me that to this day, I think about it often. And it's now, I think about it often, but I just don't care. Or maybe I do care because it's still so vivid in my mind, but I don't dwell on it or whatever. But now with this story that you're telling me, I realized, wow, this girl, it must have triggered something for her to still have an issue with it. With me, I had two things. I was maybe in fifth grade, elementary school.
It's the hair on the back of the legs thing.
The what?
So you didn't shave your legs or something?
No. I was playing kickball. Like, okay. You know how Sabella plays a lot of games, right? So I was playing kickball, I'll never forget. Kickball with the boys. And it was only two girls and all these boys. And I always played with the boys because I was very fast. I know you don't believe it, but I ran very fast and I was very sporty. So I was really good at kickball. And I'll never forget that we're in the middle of this kickball game, right? So I kick the ball, I go running for first base because it's like baseball, but like with your feet. Every day I play that. And I'm running and this guy, Fernando, I forgot his name, grabs me, and I had a necklace, right? And grabs my necklace and is very, very like I was, like if I was a boy, and broke it. And it hurt. Because imagine like somebody breaking a necklace, right? He was just trying to stop me.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to break your necklace.
No, but I don't know, because I think he did something and I reacted, and then he became like he was gonna fight me, and then went like, wah, and then grabbed me and broke my necklace. I was so shocked, right? And it hurt. And it hurt mentally, and it hurt my neck. Mm-hmm. To this day, I just go, I wonder how I'll react if I ever see Fernando in front of me. Now as a 50-year-old man. Because it affected me and deeply, and I never said anything to my parents or my brothers, mm-hmm. because I know if I say something, my mom is going to come over and cause a show, mm-hmm. and freaking probably hit him or like call the mom, because my mom was like, you know, and I was like, I'm not going to say anything. But to this day, I just go, oh my God. And another time was like, I was driving, going to the post office. I just bought myself my first Mercedes. I thought, oh my God, I was so proud of my first Mercedes. It was so beautiful, brand new, Eric, silver, convertible. And within a week, I have an accident. So I'm going, oh my God. So I took it in to the dealership, and it was a fortune. So I was like, okay, I'll deal with it. So I drove with it like that, with the right front, or like, mm-hmm. like the light hanging, like ghetto, right? And I'm going to the post office, and these two kids come over, like they go, I'm waiting in line, and they like go to my window, and they go like, you know what, we're mechanics, and my dad has a body shop, we can fix that, that's gonna be so expensive if you take it to Mercedes, we can fix that, would you give us cash, and we will take care of that and leave it brand as new, half the price. I don't know anything. I'm single. You know what I mean? I'm driving this expensive car. I'm a young girl. I was like, really? Okay, how much? So I didn't want to go to their place because I was a little scared. So I called Herman, my friend, and I said, Herman, I have these two kids. They're going to meet me at your place. Do you mind if they use your garage so they can fix my car? To make this story short, they went in with this bag. I gave them $500 cash because that was like the deposit. They made a mess. Like 6 hours go by, right? I go down and I'm going, and they're like, dude, we're gonna have to come back tomorrow because I know, because it's late and it's getting dark. So can we come back tomorrow? We'll be here at 8 a.m. And I said, okay, no problem. Give me your number. So they give me the number. I give them $500 cash. Mm. The next day they don't show up. I start calling, right? They don't answer. It was a disaster. They ended up disconnecting the phone. So
it was a scam.
To this day, I just go, I have an issue with it. It triggers something in me. And you know, I don't like disrespect. And I felt so violated.
You just got taken. And I think that's one of those moments. Listen, I've been taken in many things. You've been taken other
it's
things.
It's an awful different than that. Feeling.
But I mean, I don't know. It's not worth holding a grudge over it.
I still have a grudge.
But you're not going to make it your mission.
No, I'm never going to see them again. I just pray that, you know what? The karma is a bitch. So I know, I'm sure they had a little bit of a situation after that and they learned a lesson. Don't do that.
But,
you know,
but
they
that, did. But that,
they're going to do that to the wrong person and they're going to pay the price.
For sure. But that you've had, I mean, some bad experiences even as a childhood, a home break-in, all these kinds of things, home invasion. You don't think about those situations, which are far more dangerous?
No.
But that's
I don't hold a grudge with those three men that it was horrific. I don't know, because I think that was so traumatic and I don't know.
So that's, maybe that situation. So Roz, you know, growing up, had a home invasion in her home in Puerto Rico, and her and her mom were home and three men broke in and could have ended horribly.
Yeah.
The men did not end up hurting her or her mom.
Well, but they did hurt my mom. She was bruised.
I guess, something like that. But it could have been way worse.
Yeah.
But you don't hold a grudge against them, which is fascinating to me.
I hold a grudge against Fernando and those two guys that didn't fix my car.
The guy who broke your chain in kickball,
mm-hmm.
and the guys that took you on a scam. Oh, it's interesting what bothers people in such ways. I don't know. I don't have many grudges like that, but being taken in a scam would suck.
It's awful.
Big time. I would be very upset about it. But you learn something from it, hopefully, and how to read people.
I learned not to be cheap.
But that's not being cheap. You also have to read
cheap.
The situation.
No.
I mean,
that's, no. Lo barat, mira,
if somebody randomly came up to you on the street today and said, I can fix your car for $5,000, you wouldn't think it's done being cheap. You'd be like, I don't trust this.
I'm not going to trust it. But always, when people try to go the cheap route, you always have to, and this happens to us every time. Garrick, you're a witness of this. You'll always like not to go for time. Something cheaper, no. And then you pay the price.
No, that's not true.
I should have taken it to the dealership and said, you know what, this happened, fix my car.
No way. There are plenty of body shops that do great work that are less expensive than a dealership. There's difference of being cheap or finding a good deal. There's difference. There's
I didn't have any idea of how to find a good deal.
But you understand, one's not being cheap. One is finding a good deal. Why would you pay the top dollar for something that somebody else can do?
Because they will do it right.
No. So can somebody else that does it for a better price.
I don't know. And that, you know what it led me? It led me to a car that looked even worse that it did before. Well, yeah,
because you got scammed by somebody who randomly came up to you and said, hey, I can fix your car at your friend's house in their garage.
It had all these holes. It was almost like out of a movie.
But there were so many signs there.
It was a comedy.
There's so many signs that would have told you bad decision. You didn't go to a body shop who was going to take you for something.
They said they had a body shop.
No, but they couldn't go to it. They had to go to your friend's house.
No, I did that because I didn't want to go to the body shop because I was scared. So I said, you know what? You come to this place.
Oh, yeah. They would have probably taken you guys for more at the body shop. That might have been a good decision.
I don't even think there were mechanics at all.
So bottom line is you hold grudges. I don't as much.
I don't hold grudges.
That's how we sum it up. Wow. You're a grudge holder for sure.
No, I'm not.
You still hold grudges on me for things.
Like
you're
what?
You're definitely a grudge holder.
Give you an example.
Many things.
On what?
We'll talk about it next time.
Hillary Burton Morgan here, and I am excited to share with you a new series I'm launching, a companion podcast to my passion project, Sundance TV's True Crime Story, It Couldn't Happen Here. Now, on the show, we focus on small towns and the crimes that can rip them apart. The cases we've covered have confused me, and they have made me deeply question our judicial system. What got me so excited about doing this podcast is that we have more time to really dig in. So you're going to hear more information on these cases, as well as never-before-heard interviews, and you'll get to go behind the scenes with me and the team and learn what it's like to make a show like this. Come join us as we get curious and get involved. Listen to True Crime Story, It Couldn't Happen Here, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is interesting. I don't know. I think this is another way for people to make money. But have you heard about this, that United Airlines is changing the way they're going to board the plane? So you're still going to have business that boards or premium, platinum members and all that stuff board first. But when they get to the economy seats, they're going to now put window first, then aisle, then middle, then aisle, which does in theory make sense to speed up the process. But do you think this is like just an angle for them to start charging more money for those seats because you get to board faster?
It's very possible. I was reading about it and I'm like, I don't think that's a very effective way of trying to fix the problem. Was that really thought out?
It makes sense to me though.
Did they really?
Yeah, because every time a window seat, a person, individual shows up after the fact, the middle person has to stand up, the aisle person has to stand up, they have to back up, move, create space so the other person can then come in and then sit. So it does become a bit more of a shit show. It's a little bit of a cluster in the aisle versus if just all the window people were seated, then the middle row, then the aisle. By the way, I don't even like the window. I like the aisle. So for me, it wouldn't matter.
But the problem with that is, you know how everybody wants to go in immediately?
Which I also don't understand.
You know why? Because they want to be able to secure that they're going to have luggage, overhead space. So now, if you have the aisle, right? And you are towards the end of the plane, you're going to be stressing out thinking by the time it's my turn, everything is going to be taken. So that's what I'm saying. It's not going to really solve a lot of problems because they're going to have a lot of people complaining.
But you have that problem regardless.
But this is going to amplify it. And people will be vocal about it. Because now you're like, you know what? It's not fair.
No, because
he has a window, he's going to take the space that I could have had.
No, but you're going to board in a zone anyways. So the zone goes in and they take up all the space anyways. If you're in the last zone, you're going to have less space. That simple.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's the order of seating. To me, it logically makes sense. As long as they don't try to screw people and raise prices, which is what I feel like every airline is doing. They're finding some way. You get an exit row, they charge you more. You call it premium economy, a little bit more legroom, they're going to charge you quite a bit more. You know, we're taking a trip to Europe for something that you're doing, and they are charging more for every, I mean, I've never seen this, but you pay for the ticket, you buy everything, and then they charge you a seating fee. Why wouldn't the seat be included? You know what kind of boarding system I can't stand is Southwest.
Why?
I can't stand the one through whatever and the whatever through whatever, and then you have to pay more to just be able to board first, because everybody's, I would rather just have assigned seats. I don't like having to get on a plane based on your zone and then you're just stuck with whatever it gets. I'd rather just have an assigned seat, but they do that now, but they charge you more money for it. I don't like that strategy of I'm in this block and then I can just go on.
Yeah.
I don't, that drives me nuts.
Traveling is a lot. The funny thing to me is when people, even though they're saying zone one or zone two, they just do the line and they try to go in anyways. And it's funny, people just knowing that they're not calling you, but they still go and do the line. And it's like, people are funny.
I don't know. Everybody wants the easier way,
faster way. And they have the right to want to have a smooth and easy experience. So if they want to do the line, so maybe there's a chance they can just go in first.
Generally, they catch that stuff.
I know.
You know, I'm going to go back to something with the grudge holding, which I want to say, I was very proud of our daughter who was afraid to tell me something, but actually told you something. And she was at school, kind of like your Fernando situation with the necklace. She's playing basketball with a friend on the court. And two boys from her class come over and they say, hey, girls, move, move. We're going to use this court. And they were just playing on their own on this, you know, on this court. And Isabella turned back to one of the boys and said, until I see, she said to me today, it's a free world. Until I see a sign up there that says so-and-so's court, we're not moving. And I guess I found it was, I don't know if she told you this, but it was actually in front of a lot of other boys.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people heard it. Mm-hmm. And she said the look on his face of a girl telling him, you're not going to kick me off the court just because you want it. I was here first. Putting him in his place, the kid was shocked. He had no reaction. He was embarrassed in front of all his friends. And I was so proud of her. And she was afraid to tell me because she thought I was going to go cause a problem at school or cause a problem with
her. It was interesting because she told me last night in front of Eric, and Eric was mortified. She said, Mom, I want to tell you something. And then Eric goes, what? I'm going, no, I just want to tell Mommy. He was offended.
But she was kind of digging because in, trying to make it a thing too.
He's not used to Isabella wanting to say something to me and not him. And we thought it was about this trip that we're going to take that is a surprise. I don't know where we're going. Anyways, I go to the bedroom and say, Mommy, what's going on? And then she tells me the story, trying to see, like, what do you think? What are your thoughts? Did I do the right thing? Are you okay? And I was like, I'm very proud of you. If you're telling me that this is the way it played out and the guy was in and told you rudely, leave when you're playing. I said, I'm very, very proud of you that you said, you know what? No, it ain't going to happen. And you stood your ground to the point that he got embarrassed. He was speechless and he left. I'm very proud of you. That's amazing. And she came to me to tell me that because she was scared that if she told you, you were going to cause a problem. And usually she thinks that the one that will cause a problem is me.
Well, you are the one that would usually cause a problem. She actually has it fully backwards. Like, I usually try and let her work things out on her own. You would have been, he would have put his hands on it. It's a totally different ballgame. But
I'll be at school right now.
We both would. But I mean, he didn't. He was just being a jerk. And she put him in his place. And I said to her this morning, I said, Sebi, the great thing about this is you didn't need me.
Exactly.
You did it completely on your own. You handled it the right way.
Yeah.
I was very proud of her. But I thought it was weird that she was thinking you were the safe space and I wasn't. That I'm usually the one that's like, Sebi, you'll be fine. Just
I
work
love
it, out.
It. I love that. I'm the safe space.
She thought you would not react, but that's so mixed up. Like, I mean, it couldn't have been a worse assessment.
Wow.
You know you would have been the one that reacted.
If somebody is disrespecting her or hurting her.
We just talked about it with her on our Instagram page the other day. She's playing basketball and someone just tries to wrestle the ball. You're screaming in the whole freaking gym trying to tell people to not like touch your daughter because she's playing basketball.
Oh my God.
You're way more emotional about that stuff than me. Now, again, a boy physically doing that, I'm going to have a problem, but just a little word back and forth, chippiness with each other it's typical sixth grade, issue.
So you think I should have told my parents that Fernando broke my necklace?
Well, I think if they asked what happened to your necklace, then yeah, you tell them, but I don't know that they would have gone and done anything. If he would have pushed you or hit you, and I don't know exactly the way that played out. If he was grabbing it on purpose to break it and hurt you, then yeah.
I feel like it was.
Then he needed to be spoken to.
Mm. So I didn't handle that correctly.
Or I would have gone to you would have gone to the teachers and said, listen, he put his hands on me and broke my necklace. 100%. Because if he was willing to do that, the next time he could have done something more.
He was a good kid though.
He just lost his, he lost his bananas.
They didn't like the fact that there were two girls playing kickball with them every single day that were as good as them.
I still want to see footage of you being super athletic.
You know what's sad, guys? Like when I was growing up, there was no phones, cell phones, cameras, you know, like none of that. I did so much running, so much sports when it came to track and field and dancing. And I don't have videos of anything because my parents never did that.
I mean, she says she used to catch lizards and feed them to her fish. All that. And all this and shooting BB guns and all
play
this.
Play with mud all day long.
But this is the exact opposite human being that I have sitting next to me now.
People so change.
Dramatically change.
I changed dramatically.
I mean, you see a lizard at this point and you are on top of the couch.
I have a phobia, yeah.
You used to catch them.
With my bare hands.
I don't believe it.
I swear. You know, I've talked to my parents about it and my brothers.
Still. They're different kid. Different person.
It was, yeah.
Fernando changed it all. All right, till next time. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.